The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So as we settle in for the meditation tonight, instead of rushing in, we can just take our time, sort of take the temperature of the room and temperature of the mind, and just to some degree, see if we can make peace, at least to some extent, with the ambient mood in the mind, ambient sounds, ambient temperature. Just sort of landing here, the body the way it is tonight. So we're seeing how things are in this wide way. Noticing the mind's relationship to the different aspects of the present moment. And we don't have to control, judge, push away, grasp any aspect of the experience. It's more a question of what we choose to pay attention to. There is the activity of the mind, the activity of the body, everything being known. And there's also the space of the mind that receives, that knows all the different objects. If we focus on the different objects, focus on our judgments of liking certain objects, disliking others, then that will have an agitating effect on the mind. But if we notice the space of the mind that receives, that knows all these experiences, that isn't affected colored by what comes and goes, basically, if we leave the objects alone, we let them do their thing, do what they do, follow their nature, then the mind tends to settle. It's like a snow globe. If we don't shake it, eventually, with time, things start to settle. the mind follows this natural settling, and the body also has a natural settling process when we're not stirring it up by resisting certain sensations or tensing. So what we're really aiming for is this attitude of non-contention in the mind. This doesn't mean forcing the mind or body into an unnatural stillness, but rather an attitude of peacefulness, non-contention, within which things naturally settle. Even we can use the word appreciating. So just appreciating the relative stability of the body sitting, relative groundedness of the body sitting. The relative lack of things to do, simplicity, and seeing if the mind can appreciate the body's connection with the earth, so in a very simple, natural way, allowing the body to settle into the earth, letting go of unnecessary tension, and appreciating the pleasantness of that natural settling. We can attune to the posture of the body like a container within which all other experiences can be known. Just the simple awareness that there is a body sitting here. This uprightness, the stability, groundedness, the touch points with the earth and the spine rising out of that groundedness. Just this simple awareness of body sitting. So noticing any pleasantness with this settling of the body, even if it's subtle or not the most obvious thing. Is there any pleasantness from the mind retreating from other activities and just appreciating the simplicity of sitting and feeling the body sitting? Noticing tension in the body and noticing when tension releases and the body is in a more natural state of ease, non-contention, non-resistance. So just noticing those two experiences of relative ease in the body, settledness, and of any tension. And if there is any tension or agitation in the body, can we hold that within the larger container of groundedness, non-contention? What is it like to meet the tension in the body with a kind, receptive attitude? Again, appreciating any thread of pleasure, the pleasure of seclusion, simplicity, putting the world down and connecting with some aspect of the body sitting, the body breathing. Even hearing. There's a natural pleasure that comes when the mind can connect with some aspect of the present moment, especially in a somewhat continuous way, because the mind puts down its habits of judgment, wanting, discontent, and is content with simply attending to this in-breath or the sensations of sitting or the experience of hearing just sounds being known. This non-contentious relationship, not needing another experience, not needing to be anywhere else. The mind's giving itself wholeheartedly just to know this experience, whatever aspect, whether the sensations of breathing, sensations of sitting, or the experience of hearing. We don't have to push other experiences away because that's agitating. Sharon Salzberg uses the metaphor of when you see a friend in a crowd, you don't have to push everyone else away, but your attention is somewhat narrowed or somewhat focused, somewhat given to your friend. So with your primary object, you can have that relationship. It's not one of forcing, but rather one of even appreciating, a familiarity, remembering and connecting. So we'll continue for some minutes in silence. For the last few seconds, opening the eyes if they've been closed, letting go of any directing of the mind, and appreciating that awareness continues on its own.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.